With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Police and other emergency services are currently on the scene of a, quote, serious motor vehicle collision on Walker's Road in Georgetown. The public is being encouraged to avoid the area if possible. Motorists are being diverted onto Middle Road and Goring Avenue. The RCIPS is thanking the public for their cooperation. A Cayman Brac man has denied a series of charges during a recent appearance before the summary court. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks brings us his report.
Bentley Otmar Tatum pleaded not guilty to a burglary charge alleging that he entered a residence in Spot Bay, Cayman Brac, and stole a box of Ritz crackers, a pack of Bulla, a key ring, a gold ring, and $3 in cash. He also pleaded not guilty to a related charge of criminal trespassing. In separate matters before the court, Tatum entered not guilty pleas to charges of insulting the modesty of a woman, making threats to cause serious harm, making threats to kill, and disorderly conduct. Mr. Tatum also faces a possession of ganja charge. However, when that charge was raised, Chief Magistrate Angeline Hernandez declined to proceed with the matter after noting significant deficiencies in the prosecution's disclosure. The court noted there were no details regarding the alleged offense, including no location, no quantity of ganja, no drug analysis certificate, and no charge sheet. The chief magistrate therefore refused to put the charge to Mr. Tatum at this stage. The matter has been adjourned for a case management hearing to allow the Crown time to provide outstanding material and to complete its disclosure obligations. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
National hero, the Honorable Francine Jackson's funeral is taking place this afternoon at the Wesleyan Holiness Church in West Bay. CIGTV's Levita Thompson reports.
The service is expected to begin promptly at 4 p.m. Attendance is open for all who wish to attend, but virtual attendance by watching the live broadcast is strongly encouraged. You can watch live on both the Cayman Islands government YouTube and cable channels. Official condolence books remain available for signature at the House of Parliament, Government Administration Building, Annex Building 1 at the District Administration Office in Cayman Brac, and the District Administration Office in Little Cayman.
Miss Jackson passed away on July 5th. She's being remembered as a pioneering suffragist, a trailblazer in Caymanian politics, and a long-standing marriage officer who served her community for decades. In recognition of her service, Mrs. Jackson received the Gold Medal of Merit in 2013 and was named a national hero in 2025. In other news, get your bug spray ready. Starting next week, you can expect a mosquito boom.
So over the next few days, residents will notice an increase in mosquito activity. Some residents already have noticed a slight increase. However, unfortunately, that's going to continue to increase to even greater numbers by the beginning of next week and on into the week.
Mosquito Research and Control Unit's Kevin Wattler says this is the second mozzie spike in the current rainy season, and it's typical for this time of year.
The tides over the last couple of weeks have been much higher. So those who live or have been around those low-lying areas, you would have noticed that the water levels are much higher. As in the swamp and the wetlands of Grand Cayman, the water has been seeping up. Some roads have been covered. And so that allowed the eggs that were laid by mosquitoes to start to develop.
The MRCU is increasing both larval and adult mosquito control operations. Aircraft missions are planned for the evening shortly after sunset. Truck foggers will support operations in targeted areas, while ground teams will treat known breeding sites with larvicide. And SpaceX Starship Flight Test 13, originally slated for Thursday, has been pushed to today. The airport's authority is reminding travelers that once the launch takes place, Cayman's airspace will be temporarily closed. As a safety precaution during the launch window, if you see any debris, do not touch or approach any unusual objects. Note the location and take a photo if possible, and call 911 in an emergency or hazard management on 949-4624. And that's your latest news. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Carsley Fuller.